I'm on a mission to help high flyers just like yourself, who until now have let the fear of public speaking hold them back from making a bigger impact. Join me as I find out the secret sauce from the world's leading speakers to make your speeches more interesting, enjoyable to give, and impactful for your audience. That's the mission, and this podcast will get you there. My name's Victor Ahipeni, and this is the Public Speaking Secrets Podcast.
Speaker Nation, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Public Speaking Secrets, where we dive into what separates the world's greatest speakers, trainers, and influencers to allow them to share their message with more people and have a greater impact. I'm your host, Victor Ahipeni, and I'm super excited for you to be here because I want to take you through some things that I have been learning in a little bit more depth, researching myself as well, to hopefully benefit obviously myself, but also all of my students and of course my awesome listeners, which are you out there. So I hope that you get some benefit out of this, because what I'm going to go over briefly is some of the ways that you can get on stage in front of your ideal clients, your ideal audience, to have that bigger impact. I'm massively into creating a bigger impact by speaking, and I think it's one of the more powerful skills as we go into a world that's going to be more automated, more technologically focused. More of our jobs are going to be lost. An undisputable skill that you can have that will give you an unfair advantage over many of not only your employees or the people that you work with, but also your other businesses who are in your niche or industry. Because if you can get up there and entertain, engage, educate people, you are going to have that unfair advantage. So without further ado, I want to jump into some of the ways that you can, some of the places that you can speak offline. We won't go into the online side of things at the moment, but from an offline side of things, you've got, and you would have heard me speak if you heard any of the previous episodes. If not, jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com, check out all of the previous episodes where I interview some awesome speakers. But you'd know if you've listened that there's basically two types of talks that you can do. You can give a keynote presentation where you are paid to present on that stage, and that generally involves not selling from the stage. What it involves is more or less giving something that, yeah, it can represent you if it's shaped the right way, and you highlight and identify that problem enough, you can indirectly sell. You can have people coming to you from delivering a high value speech, where the other one is you can present to sell, where often you're not paid to come and speak, but you will get a large percentage of the sales that you make when you do make them from stage, and the event organizer for putting the bums on seats will get a percentage as well. And I mean, that can be pretty lucrative when you look at, say, Russell Brunson, who made, you know, over $3.5 million from a 90-minute presentation, and you know, he gave half of that to the event organizer, and I'm sure none of you are going to cough at that if you were asked to give away half of your speaking earnings, but you also ended up with still well into the seven figures. Off the keynote side of things, where you do get paid, you can also run breakout sessions and things like that, which it's going to depend on, you know, the size of the event and their budget and things like that. And it may be corporate events that you run at, which again is a different kind of budget. And those breakout sessions can be, you know, 30, 60, 90, 2 hours, where you kind of get to go more into in a keynote, you're likely going to not be going as deep. You're probably going to go a bit wider on the why they need to be doing that or highlighting a problem. And in breakout sessions, you've got the potential to start delving into some of the how as well. So you've got keynote presentations, breakout sessions, you've got seminars, you've got your sales presentations, and then you've got the opportunity to be in front of people in the media or on podcasts and things like that. That's obviously, podcasts aren't necessarily live, a few of them are, but those are some of the ways that you can get in touch with people offline. But that's all well and good. People, and you know, this is a question that I've asked a lot of guests as well, is how did you get started in, you know, a particular industry, whether it was keynote presentations or was it, you know, talking to corporates or presenting in corporate events, speaking at small businesses? And there's some really cool. So if we break down the areas that you could start to target, because obviously all of you out there potentially speak to different audiences, different industries, and you've got different target markets. So if we look at that, you've got your corporate organizations, you've got your associations, small businesses and entrepreneurs, you've got the education sector, and that can be education in colleges, education at tertiary level at universities or polytechnic industries or community colleges, depending on where you are in the world. And then there's also something that I heard about, which is faith-based. So depending on, you know, if you're religious or follow any type of sect or any type of religion, you may be able to speak to those different audiences as well. And yeah, there may be, I don't know, faith-based business people or faith-based. I know one of my mentors, he's quite religious, and he recently spoke about to an organization. I think it was Christians, about their thoughts towards money, and he's become very, very successful through property. And he was able to speak to them. It's not necessarily something he's out there pursuing, but you can kind of see how there's a good synergy between the two of them. What I want to touch on today is kind of the bigger your country, obviously, the more opportunities you've got. I mean, if you're in Australia and you find an association, they've potentially got like one in each state. If you're in the US, you've got 50 plus states that you could potentially, so by tapping into one of these, it can also if you do a good job, work as a referral network for each particular state, particularly if the population is there. And that can also lead into international gigs and things like that. So I want to delve into just the corporate and a bit of the association side of it, on where you can go to start finding these places. And we'll go into follow-up sessions on how you can best put your best foot forward. This is what I show a lot of my students, on how you can get in front of the right decision maker with the right things to make it a more likely to be a yes. And so first off, I'd go out and just have a look at these websites, and we'll link them in the show notes at publicspeakingblueprint.com. First one is allconferences.com. And what you'll see here is it's got conferences by category. And so it's all around the world, but I think it's more predominantly North America, but still all around the world. You've got arts, business, computers, consumers, education, family medicine, geographical, health, law, medical, news, nursing, recreation, reference, science, society, and also, it showcases over 100,000 conferences, conventions, trade shows, exhibitions, expos, and seminars. So you can narrow this down to country if you like. But remember, some of these do have big budgets, and if you are a captivating speaker or you've got something awesome to speak on, then I would potentially look at that. So we've got business, there's 25,697 conferences that you can potentially start narrowing down from. If you're in education, there's 4,422. If you're in science, 21,449. All of these are looking for speakers. They're looking for people like you, experts and authorities who can add value to their conference and event. You do that, and the other cool thing that you're going to get on the flip side of it is there's potentially, if you go to a business expo, there might be people from different companies who are then decision makers, who then start up the conversation or follow you up afterwards, wanting you to come and train or teach or consult at their company. So it's kind of this awesome, one door opens and then 10 more doors open through the power of leverage. And this is why, again, I love public speaking, is because you can be put in front of an audience of 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000 people, and you get to share the same message in a really time effective and powerful manner. So allconferences.com, most of these have got, some of them have got a free trial, most of them have got some cost associated, but depending on how serious you are into your public speaking, yeah, the cost will hopefully be negligible if you can get, you know, even one or two events under your belt. And then you got to think of the flow-on effects that I just spoke about. You got associationexecs.com, and this is access, their website says, access not only the most up-to-date records on meeting planners, but also over 125,000 association executives and 20,000 associations and over 450 association management firms. And this has got a free trial, so you can jump onto here and start having a look at new prospects and connecting with people who, again, knowing the right process and what things to put in front of them can be very, very helpful. There's another one which is quite similar. It's bookselling secrets.com. It's got a directory of meeting planners, events and planning associations. If you google that, you'll be able to get a bit more insight and some more links, which awesome. It shows you ones that will go. So if you put bookselling secrets.com and search directory of meeting planners and event planners association, you will be able to get a really, really cool article on that. And then there's Join Meeting Professionals. It's mpiweb.org. Similar thing. It's got meeting professionals, organization, 90 plus chapters and clubs, 60,000 plus global community, 17,000 engaged members, and over 26 billion in buying decisions controlled by MBI members. So you can either be a planner, a supplier, which most of us will be a supplier, or student and faculty. And again, this has got a so it's more in the career space, but very, very cool. I've been looking through these websites, and I'm looking through the US at the moment, and I'm going to start looking through similar stuff in Australia and New Zealand, and hopefully put together a nice little portfolio of sites that people can connect with. If you want to be on that list when I do have it finished, then I will no doubt send it out to my exclusive mailing list. You can join that over at publicspeakingblueprint.com. And so I hope there's been somewhat eye-opening to you about where do I go, where do I start looking, what do I do, and those are just a few of the resources. And it's, you know, already given you probably 200,000 plus potential opportunities for you to put your message in front of and expand your business, expand your reach, have a bigger, greater impact. So jump over publicspeakingblueprint.com to check out all the resources. Look forward to catching up with you all next week. Might be a bit of an update episode. We'll see how we're going on what I've been doing behind the scenes. It's all been pretty exciting, and it's all just kind of rolling out now. So in the meantime, don't forget one last thing. Jump over to facebook.com, or I think we all know what the address is, and search Speaker Nation. You can join our private free community full of other aspiring public speakers just like yourself, and I look forward to seeing you in there and hopefully joining you on your journey. If you want to fast track your confidence and impact with public speaking, then be sure to jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com, where there's an array of free resources to help you no matter where you are on your journey to becoming a more powerful speaker. And while you're at it, jump over to Facebook and join our free community called Speaker Nation, where there's a ton of other like-minded individuals just like yourself looking to level up. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode.